Your offense certainly made big plays last week against the Jets. There was some problems, some drop passes, maybe miscommunication. How do you correct those things?
Well, we just keep working on that. We talk about it, and I thought we got off to a good start today, and just everybody being on the same page. Have a great week of preparation and a great mindset that we're going to have to go in and play great football.
Are the emotions under control with the stakes being so high?
Yeah, I think our guys, we've known the circumstances these last 2 weeks that, we got to win these games. And, obviously Dallas is coming in. We're both playing for the same thing, for the same prize. So we know we're going to get their best effort. We got to match that and play better football.
Is this fun?
Definitely. These are situations you want to be in. And at the end of the season, a chance to make the playoffs, win one game, and you're in the playoffs. And, this is exciting, playing against a division rival at home. Should be a great crowd, a great environment Sunday night, and looking forward to it.
Eli, what, if anything, could you tell from the guys just this week, atmosphere, attitude-wise, practice, et cetera, that kind of thing?
I think the guys are ready. We understand what's at stake, and it's a combination of being focused, being prepared, but also being relaxed and going out there and just trying to make sure you're totally understanding the game plan, what your assignments are, and we can go out there, relax, and play your best football.
We know what happened a few weeks ago when you played down in Dallas, the great comeback, a terrific game. Is it just because of the way these teams match up that type of game is probably going to happen again, or will it be appreciably different?
You never know, and that's that's the great thing about football. You don't know what type of game it's going to turn out to be, but sometimes you got to make adjustments, or you got to play to the circumstances. And we're just going to go. We have our game plan. We have things that we think will work, that we can be successful. We're going to try to do that to the best of our ability and stay balanced. And turns one way or the other, where it's low scoring or whether it's a high scoring game, we can deal with either one and play accordingly.
What did you learn about the Giants that night?
I think we've been it all season, just having a great desire, a great confidence in ourselves, no matter what the circumstances are or what's going on. And so we were able to overcome some adversity and some tough situations, but I think our guys never get too down or never get too worried. We always feel we're in the game, and that's a good attitude to have.
Eli, like winning a game like that against that opponent that you've got to play this week, does it give you any type of attitude, confidence, anything like that going into this game?
Well, I think anytime you play Dallas, you're getting a really good team. They have tremendous players all over the field. Their defense does a lot of different looks and schemes. We know their offense is capable of scoring a lot of points. Tony is playing great football. So, it's a game where you got to play smart. You got to protect the ball. But you got to try to offensively know we're going to have to try to score some points. And, hopefully we can hit some big plays and be consistent. And we know they play teams close. They're always seem to be in the game at the end. So we got to expect it to be a close game. And it's going to come down to that fourth quarter. And hopefully we can win the fourth quarter.
Since that game against Dallas, your offense has been a little bit inconsistent in spots. Do you know why? And do you think that you'll come out of it this game?
I hope so. We haven't, last week, not real consistent, but effective. We hit some big plays. We hit some big runs. We had some scoring drives and that we needed to. We got to continue to do that in the fact of hitting some big plays and doing that, but just being more consistent, better on third downs. But we need to continue to take care of the ball. So there's some things we can fix up that, to make us more solid on game day.
You've answered a ton of times already this season, but your receivers again, on the injury report. I mean, how tough is preparation when you're not quite sure who's going to be on the field?
Well, good thing we have a number of veteran guys who've been here all season, have been here for a number of years, so they're going to know the game plan. So hopefully we can get some more guys out tomorrow and practicing. But it's one of those deals with this late in the season, you're going to have guys banged up, you're going to have guys who are trying to get healed up, and it's just a matter of making sure everybody's focused, everybody understands their assignments, even though you might not be getting them live in practice, that they get mental reps where when we get to game day, guys are ready to play.
Did you learn anything this season about your own ability to, help other guys who aren't as experienced? Your own ability to kind of work with that, whatever parts are put in front of you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that, you know, that comes down to the guys who you know, have to prepare, have to study, have to put in extra work, and you know, the coaches understanding, you know, whether, you know, what our situation is with who's practicing and not, and, you know, what you do with the game plan, you know, not trying to confuse people. We know if we have guys knowing their assignments, knowing what they're due, we'll be able to execute.